Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby. Play some ball. Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler back in the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin, a host of the pre- and post-game shows for the Brewers each and every game. Plus, he also fills in and does some analyst work when Rock needs a day off here or there as well. Looking forward to having him on in about one half hour from right now. We'll get back to talking more about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. But first, we saw on the NFL Network, Leroy Butler, that you were just on TV on NFL Now.
Oh, that was taped. That wasn't live.
That wasn't live?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. Okay. So we didn't have the sound on, obviously. We were talking with our guy Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. And I saw you on TV with your hands folded like you were praying to the Lord. And then a graphic came up and said Leroy Butler looking for a DJ for his Hall of Fame party.
Andrew's my guy. Andrew Siciliano. That's my guy. And he noted that I've asked Jack Harlow, nothing. Asked Shaq, nothing. And then he said, well, Chris Carter had some famous, we're just talking about famous people. So I said, well, if he had him or that group, I got to get Eminem. So he said, okay, you reach out to Eminem and we'll retweet it. He's not going to come. But
well, Paris Hilton.
She costs too much.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, we got a tight budget. Although I will say this, though, Steve.
You had enough budget for Shaq, but not for Paris Hilton?
We would have worked something out with Shaq.
Oh.
The Green Bay Packers, hey, man. Tony Fisher, Kathy Dwork, and the Packers, they laying the red carpet out for your boy. I just, this is amazing. Winston didn't tell me it was going to be like this. I mean, they
what's so special? What are we talking
doing
about here?
Everything, just helping me, you know, put together everything for August, like all of that whole week.
Sure.
It's been hard to do. And I've heard most teams don't even help the player. You're on your own. You're on your own. You got, you know, because I think some of the invites going out this afternoon, Kathy and my wife was putting that together. But we're going to have, so obviously everybody can't come make it. I get that. So we're going to have three Gold Jacket events later in the fall.
In the state?
Yes.
Or in Jacksonville?
One in Milwaukee, One in Jacksonville.
Good.
And one in Green Bay and one in Madison.
Nice.
And so we're going to donate the money to charity, but we're going to have some events. I'm going to invite all my, most of my teammates down, and some special guests going to come in and speak. I mean, like, you may see like Roger Goodell or somebody that type, but not Roger Goodell, but somebody like that.
Sure.
You know, because when you're in the Hall of Fame, you can just call the Hall of Fame up. Can you come down? Like Charles Haley goes, can you come to my golf tournament? I'm like, when is it? Well, it's this date. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm with my son at the water park. Come on, man, you got to come. Then they pressure you and stuff like that. But yeah, I got to find me a DJ.
All right. Well, good luck.
You know, normally, I don't really care about famous
people. At Leap 36 on Twitter, if you know anybody famous that can DJ.
It got to be somebody that I can really stun on people.
See, I said this when we saw it on TV. I told Gary, I said, this isn't about anybody other than a famous person, because you could get married.
Somebody famous.
You could get married five times, but you're only getting the Hall of Fame once.
Once.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't get to do this five times.
I got a list. Lizzo's on there. Eminem, of course. I mean, I got a list that I got to get a DJ. And you can play all your music. Isn't that about you can play all your own music? The radio edited version, because a lot of church folk come
there.
So, but yeah, I got to.
Well, good luck.
Find a DJ.
You got time. He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky.
Budenholzer.
Wendy's Big Show.
Yes, that's the best DJ.
Talking about.
The best coach in the NBA after they won a championship.
Yeah.
Because he'll be free in August, right?
He would. And yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because training camp doesn't start until September. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
he'd be free. Summer league would be done by that point.
Yeah.
Right? I think. Yeah.
Boone would be great.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you think he'd play?
I'll leave it alone. Let's go to Trav and Brown Deer. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Trav?
How's it going? Love everybody at 1250 a.m.
We love you too, my brother.
Odyssey.
And the Big Show Network, with the stations all over the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. So, anyway. Good luck on the DJ. You know, in Paris Hilton and them, it's all, you know, just, you know, if you want some vinyl, you just call me, you know.
Vinyl? They're not doing vinyl no more, Trav. It's all digital.
You can
stuff.
Find some vinyl, you know, the Sugar Hill Gang and all that. So
that would be nice.
But anyway, you know, the Bucks got a lot, you know, I'm frustrated myself because.
Don't be frustrated.
No. Hey. I said we'll have it in six. We will have it in six. Al Horford, I said, always gives the Bucks problems. He did.
That's true, yeah.
They will figure it out, and the Bucks in six. And I think, you know, some people come up to me and say, you know, is a conspiracy or whatever, money. I don't think so. Maybe. But I think the Bucks will take another one in Boston. And when we come home on Friday, we end this. So,
I like that.
And you know, Golden State's doing their thing. We are watching the NBA Finals right now.
Oh, that's a great point.
Love you guys.
Thanks for the
call. He got a great point, Steve. Most finals are physical like this.
No, I'm not there on
that. It go back and forth. It don't feel like a final to you?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay,
so Bucks,
we can disagree. I think Trav on the side.
This is the thing. So you can have a physical series. That doesn't mean because it's physical that it's necessarily the best teams. For me, Bucks Nets last year and mostly everybody else
it's a thought 2-3 matchup.
Whoever won the Bucks Nets matchup was going to probably win the whole thing, that it was over, right? That was the two best teams, right? And what happened. Bucks won. They took out the Hawks. They took out the Suns. It was over. Fine.
Yeah.
I don't think just because Boston wins this series against the Bucks that Boston's going to go win the finals.
Like, I'm picking them.
I think if it's Miami or Philly, I think Miami or Philly could present problems to Boston, for sure. And then if we're talking in the NBA finals and we're talking about Golden State or Phoenix, I think that could create more problems for them.
Yeah.
So I'm not willing to go there. Now, if you say, well, Milwaukee gets by Boston, they're in the NBA finals, well, yeah, sure, I'm with you because, that makes all the sense in the world. Because I don't know if Philly has enough to beat the Bucks. That's my first thing. Because Philly's not going to go small. They're not taking Joel Embiid off the court. So he's not going to have to play a four-guard lineup against Embiid in the closing minutes of a basketball game. So that shouldn't be a problem. And then, you're right about
Max
that.
Max is the truth.
You're right about Rivers.
Max is the truth.
And when we started talking about coaching blunders in the playoffs, Doc's pretty good at them. So I feel better about Bud in that situation. And then Miami, You know, Miami would give me heartburn, you know, having to deal with them probably in the series. The whole Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler,
Tyler Hero,
Adebayo, like Kyle Lowry from his days in Toronto, having to deal with him again.
We're going to make them fight each other if we play them. Don't worry about it.
But that's what I'm saying. You're going to go from a physical series here, and then if it's the Heat, you know that's going to be physical with Jimmy Butler and those guys. And then if you survive then you go to the finals and play one of the soft teams from the West, whoever is left. But if it's a team that shoots threes, we already know that's going to be an issue.
Soft team? Don't say that.
There's nobody physical out there.
Well, you don't need to use a word
not like
soft.
This. Not like this. I mean, they're going to say it's more of a finesse team, right? Yeah, they're not a physical team.
That, yeah.
Phoenix, finesse, they're really not a physical team.
I would say that.
Who cares what the title is?
What's left on this side, they're all physical teams. So it's going to be another tough series next series, regardless of who wins this. What happened was Travon Brown-Deer said he thinks this is the NBA Finals. Whoever wins this wins it.
That's his opinion.
No,
I mean,
yeah. I'm not there.
He owned the way these two teams playing 2-2, Gary.
Well, everybody said that, but still, I think Miami has had their way with the Bucks.
And I don't know if Boston gets by Miami or Philly.
I mean, if you go back to the – what was that?
Going back 25 years ago.
No, they were inside the bubble.
Yeah.
I mean, no one saw that coming.
Nope.
Yeah, but we beat them, swept them, though, Gary, since then.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. What's the series this year? Do we know, Steve?
Oh, yeah, of with Miami.
Why were you talking? Head-to-head?
Yeah.
I get it.
Is it tied up? What is it? I don't know.
You're worried about Boston right now.
Well, yeah, you should be. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why we're jumping ahead. You can't even beat them. I mean – But, you know, Budenholzer ain't even coaching.
We're not jumping ahead. Trav just said he thinks whoever wins this wins it.
That's a good point.
Is that the whole thing.
So is that Trav just going to cook for us in
there? Yeah.
Gary, you know these series, it feel like a final. I like Trav's thinking because it's a lot go into this series.
Sure,
look how these people call it, blame it. We don't blame people to the finals.
If you find that out, Steve, what's Boston?
Series split. 2 apiece, Bucks and Heat. The first game, Heat won 137 to 95 over the Bucks.
Oh my goodness.
Second game, Bucks won 124 to 102. Third game, Heat won 113 to 104. Last game, Bucks won 120 to 119.
In America, we're not jumping ahead. We just based it off what
what's
Travis
the Boston series.
Oh, this year?
This year.
Oh, in the regular season?
Regular season.
Two?
Yeah. Just
I don't think people know that Boston, Gary, is a 2-seed. People don't even know that.
I forgot that.
I think people don't even know that. It's a 2-3. It's supposed to be like
that's
that.
Because, oh no, people didn't forget because people say the Bucks were ducking.
Ain't nobody. You could throw that out. That's just a narrative.
Who was the Bucks ducking?
The Bucks were ducking, so they didn't have to play the Nets.
Swept.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, the team that Boston swept. Why would we duck them? Child, please. It is what it is. I mean, whatever narrative y'all want to go with to make you feel good. You want to blame Bud, and it makes you feel good when you're drinking your coffee. It's fine. Because when they were down last year, everybody didn't want Bud to be the coach, wanted him fired. Next thing you know, y'all got chairs trying to go down where the parades are. I mean, come on.
That did take a turn, didn't it?
Yeah. Hard turn.
Well, it's going to go right back to the way it was. I got a feeling. The Bucks.
it is.
It's going to go right back to the way it was.
It is.
Telling you right now.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I know. I love it, though.
November 12th, the Bucks. Lost to the Celtics 122 to 113 in overtime in that matchup. That was November 12th. Let me see the next matchup. Was December 13th. They beat the Bucks 117 to 103. Tatum had 42 in that game. Then they played him December 25th on Christmas. Bucks beat him 117 to 113 in that game. And then the next time they played the Bucks wasn't for a good long while. They didn't play the Bucks again until April 7th, right before the playoffs. And the Bucks beat them 127 to 121. So that series also two apiece coming into this thing. Correct. So, again, to me, it all really comes down to Middleton to a certain degree.
It does.
Shams Charania was on with Pat McAfee earlier today. Charania was the one that reported he would miss this whole series. Then Bud came out last week and said he's definitely out for the two home games. And then we'll see after that. So Bud wouldn't rule him out for the whole series.
No.
So McAfee and crew went back at Bud.
Let me hear what he said.
Do you want me to play Shams or go
to
you?
Play Shams.
Okay. Here's Shams Charania on Pat McAfee's show on SiriusXM.
Welcome back to the majority.
Nah, that's not right. That's not there.
That's big time.
That is not. No, that was my fault. I hit the wrong thing. Have no fear.
Well, we're not going to yell at you because you made a mistake.
You should
love me. When Bud make a mistake, you yell at him.
You should just boo me. Boo, Sparky. No, I'm not doing that.
I don't boo my teammate.
No.
I'd boo myself. That was horrible.
No.
All right, here it is. Nope, that's not it either. Yeah, I don't know.
Adam, come run the show, man.
This is why I should not run the board, man.
Steve, there's one guy here you don't want to run the board. You don't want me running the board.
Steve made two turnovers in a row.
Yeah, I did.
We don't want to cut, though.
Let's see if I can make it.
I don't want to cut.
Let me see if I can make it three. Here we go. Try number three. Last try.
It is a grade two MCL sprain for Chris Middleton. He had the injury about 3 weeks ago. On Thursday, it'll be 3 weeks. These grade two MCLs are usually 4 to 6 weeks at minimum. We saw Kevin Durant, he missed 6 weeks earlier in the year. Anthony Davis missed 6 weeks as well. That's really the amount of time that you're looking at with a grade two MCL sprain. So he's coming up on 3 weeks on Thursday. They're going to finish up game seven, I believe, by the end of the weekend. They play game five is tomorrow. Game six is Friday.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, game seven would then be Sunday or Monday. So he's not going to be available. Just logistically, math-wise, Mike Budenholzer said last night on the telecast, he's Chris Middleton's only just doing light shooting right now. So no, there's no plan for Chris Middleton to return in this series. And that type of timeline with a grade two would put even his status in doubt for the start of the conference finals. So you hope Chris Middleton heals up. He's a big part of the Milwaukee Bucks. We saw how much they missed him last night. They need Chris Middleton back if they're going to win a championship. But unfortunately, I think they're going to have to get by in the series without him. This is a 2-2 series going back to Boston. They have home court advantage now. It's a best of three.
So there's Sharon. He's saying there's just no chance Middleton is playing in this series. And that, right, I do think is a problem for the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
No, it ain't. Because America.
America.
Well, we're a national country, Odyssey.com.
America.
We got fans in San Francisco, Idaho.
Boston.
I didn't want David Bakhtiari to play against Detroit. I didn't want to rush this man back, man. He played, didn't play in the playoff. Middleton. He on ice, man. He's on ice.
Literally.
Thank you, Steve. He the man on ice. I'm not trying to rush him back because fans, he needs to play game. No, Chris, we got this. Matter of fact, he may not play at all. I don't want to rush nobody back, and I need him in the next 2 years down the road, okay? I get that. I know we want to rush these guys back, but when we rush them back and they're not ready, what Gary said in that article, Gary, talking to Cheesehead TV, Bakhtiari said knee was all we
messed.
Draining it.
Yeah.
We should have just waited.
Six, seven
I'm
times.
Not rushing this, man. This man got a
They tell. Drained it all the way up until he played at Detroit.
And so now he's rested. He's got married. I hope he let Sean Ryan know that he has the best hair. And you can just relax. Chris, just relax. You remember when Yelich was out, but they saw him in the dugout? Yeah. He can still play. Man, I got a cracked knee. He just sit there. Yelich, wait a minute. Middleton can play. Just my nephew, best friend. He's older. That's how he talk. Middleton's on the sideline. He stood up and clapped. I saw him. He got up abruptly. He can play. I say, so you saying the man faking? I mean, calm down.
A lot of fans think that.
If
a
man is, come on, fans.
Not that he's faking, but a lot of fans
don't think
see,
that.
No. If you're watching the Packer game and somebody's out and they're laughing on the sidelines and walking around,
they do.
Immediate response is, that dude clearly is fine.
Right. That's the
doesn't look like he's in pain to me. Let him. He should be out there playing if he's good enough to be on the sidelines, walking around, laughing, having a good old time.
But if he's not out there, why ain't he out there with his teammates?
Nobody cares if he's not out there. Nobody talks about it because they don't see him.
Just say you don't care. Don't say nobody, Steve. Because my people, my thing say something different than your people.
So people look at the sidelines when they're watching a game to see who's there and who's not?
If LeBron James is not out there, they're going to say, why isn't he sitting on the bench? Why y'all care? I'm with you. Why y'all care?
I don't care. If he's not playing, I don't care if he's there or not.
If he's out there, it's load management. But then I think, self, it's LeBron. He's a lightning rod. I get it.
All right, I'm going to take a quick timeout. Back after this big show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
the thing with the playoffs is that, like, you win, you feel great. You lose, you feel terrible, you know. But I'm over myself, you know. Like, at the end of the day, like, I know what the deal is. The team knows what the deal is. We gotta go to Boston and try to win a game. Now, no matter what I feel, you know, it doesn't really matter. Emotions are for movies, you know, not for basketball. But yeah, you know, like Coach Bud says it all the time. Like, you lose a game, and everybody says you play terrible and all that. You might lose by one, you know, and everybody says you play terrible. And then you win by one, and everybody's like, "Oh, what a great team effort!" But no, you know, we just gotta stay focused and locked in what we gotta do. Gotta watch film and go to game five. But hopefully, we can execute. Hopefully, we can put ourselves in a position to win. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know, we come back home and try to get one there. But the game is over with. Once I went to the huddle and we prayed about it, and the game is over with.
All right, so there is Giannis talking after the game. What'd you say?
Don't get much better than that.
No.
Yeah. That's Bud talk there, though. Just forget about it.
It's funny that he said emotions are for movies, and his movie is coming out. The trailer is out June 24th, the movie Risen, put on by Disney. The trailer looks awesome, y'all. If you haven't checked it out online, check it out. It looks amazing.
Risen.
Yes, I know. Just leave it alone. Gary, go ahead. Let's talk about Wisconsin.
Someday you get your bachelor's degree. Someday you're advancing your career. Your someday is now with UW-Mass Online. You can find a path for a brighter future through a fully online program. They'll be there to help you every step of the way. Let your someday start today. Learn more at online.wisc.edu.
First they paint his back of his head.
I'm done. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Look, Nora Leroy. After every Bucks win, stop by and participate in Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate or vanilla. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after wins. Like, fast. And the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. That's the other thing about this sport. And we're going to get to Tim Dillard, our guy from Valley Sports Wisconsin, former Brewers pitcher, coming up in the next segment. But real quick, that's something different, too, from football for y'all. Y'all lose a game, you get on a plane, you come back, you got a week.
Yeah.
Now, they get on a plane last night, fly to Boston today, practice whatever, shoot around, whatever they're going to do, and then they play tomorrow night, then get back on a plane tomorrow night after the game, fly back to Milwaukee for a game. I mean, this whole going back and forth thing after each game now with only one day off in between. As a fan, obviously we love it, but it's got to wear on these guys, LeRoy.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's why Jan's like, he was tired, but they only got 15 guys. But now he got to control the minutes, of course. That's why he took him out with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But Giannis is—I mean, he's ready for it. He's built for this. He understands. These guys got to be measured. But at the same time, I think one of the biggest things is when you lose, what's the first thing you want to do, Gary? You want to play
right away.
Yeah, as soon as you want to play. You're right, Steve. The NFL, you got to wait. Unless it's Thursday, then you play on that Thursday. But you still got to wait through it because it's the physicalness of it. But the way these guys are calling, I think they're ready for it. They're in great shape. Come on, Holiday.
We'll find out what happens tomorrow night.
Let's
also,
go Holiday.
Tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show, we're going to try and get Tim Allen on in the first hour of the show. Normally we have him on Thursdays, but that'll be day after a Bucks game. So we'll have him on tomorrow in the first hour.
That works.
We're efforting Tom Silverstein to come on and talk about the Packers rookie camp because we haven't touched on that yet this week.
Yep.
Get some Packer talk in as well. So that's all coming up tomorrow. But next, Tim Dillard.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Apologizing to Leroy in the break. Can't get much for $5 these days unless we're talking Wendy's Biggie Bag. It's everything you've ever wanted in a bag. You can get your choice of a double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $5. Now that's value without compromise. Oh yeah, did I mention it's $5? Still, for real, for five, really still just five, get your Biggie Bag today. U.S. price of participation may vary. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline for his weekly hit is our guy, Tim Dillard. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. And Brewers Unfiltered podcast each and every week comes out at Brewers.com and, of course, on the Odyssey app. Tim, what are we talking about this week on the Brewers Unfiltered podcast?
I don't know. I'm trying to get past that whole Wendy's bit. Man, $5, man. I'm in on that.
Yeah, $5 is a great deal for all
that.
We
can hook you up with some gift cards. Don't worry. We got you.
Yeah. I'm a gift cardsman, believe it. The Brewers Unfiltered podcast coming out later today, talking everything Brewers, Rowdy Tellez. Brewers have had back-to-back NL Players of the Week, Willie Adames and now Rowdy Tellez. So That's a big portion of it, and we break down a little bit about Brandon Woodruff's start yesterday.
Nice. Tim, just talk a little bit about this little road trip that they're on, and I think a lot of fans, not Leroy and I, but a lot of fans are looking for. We want to see them play the Braves, and we want to see them play this team, and beat this team, that team. You played the game because it's 162 games. Tim?
I think it's 250.
It's so many games to play. It is, and so you can't get too high with the highs, and you can't get too low with the lows. I don't know if fans actually understand that.
As a baseball player, when you're actually playing, you just play the game. You don't really look too far ahead. You don't look too far in the past. It's about where you're at. And I'll say this, sometimes you don't even know what city you're in. You'll wake up after, you know, long sleep, and you're like, where am I? I forgot what city we're in. So that's the kind of the attention span of a baseball player. Like, you want to have a short memory. You know, you can't let the highs get too high, lows get too low. Yeah, so that all goes, that plays with the short memory.
Yeah, Tim Leroy Butler. Now, here's the thing. You go and play Atlanta. I mean, they don't have a great record, but it's still a great team. I know they lost Freeman. But now you come back and play Cincinnati, and to boot, you're going up against Green, who a guy who they just knocked the cover off the ball. So to Gary's point, now people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Now you go down to Atlanta, you don't, you know, you lose two or three there, but you have to play who you have to play.
That's true. You gotta, it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you can be the worst team in the league, but they can oftentimes beat the best team in the league.
That's true.
For whatever reason, that's just how it's drawn up sometimes. There's no explanation. I think that's why you do play 162 games, because if you only played, you know, 50, you wouldn't get an accurate description in how good a team really is, how good an organization really is. But yeah, this guy tonight is throwing 103
yes,
miles an hour, and the Brewers got to him. They got to him last week because they were just preparing for the fastball. They destroyed it. And then they started getting sliders, which is his second or third best pitch. So that right there is what the Brewers' plan was. But you got to think that this Green guy is going to have a plan coming back for him.
Yeah, Freddie Peralta tonight, his ERA is still around 5 because, you know how it is with pitching. You have one or two games or one or two innings, and it can get a little bit inflated. It would be nice to see him get back on track and try to get like some of these other guys and strike out a lot.
Freddie, yeah, he likes the heat, so hopefully it'll be a little bit sweaty in Cincinnati. He can throw that slider, but the fastball up in the zone is just kind of where he lives, and then everything goes off of that. But Freddie's a good pitcher. Woodruff, I mean, their whole starting rotation has got to be the best in baseball, and they're just, you know, there's hiccups. Everybody has hiccups. I had them earlier today for whatever reason. But it's all about the longevity of the game and what your season looks like. These guys make adjustments in real time, and the more innings they throw, the quicker it gets for them.
Talking with Tim Diller again, Brewers Unfiltered coming out later today, Brewers.com. Of course, on your Odyssey app, you can download it there too. Bally Sports Wisconsin, pre- and post-game host there, also fills in for Rock when he needs a few days off. Just got this transaction from the Brewers. Gustave sent down to AAA, and they are recalling J.C. Mejia from AAA Nashville. Keston Hira was sent down in the last few days as well. Just how tough is that mentally? To do this whole up and down thing from big league roster down to AAA, and then back up and then back down, and because that's something the NFL doesn't have. They don't have that farm system. NBA, yeah, they have the G League, but it's still
They cut you.
Right. They're still not that type of up and downness in the NBA either. That's got to be a strain of some sort.
It is. I mean, if I would have mastered that, then I probably would still be playing somewhere. But that was tough. It's a tough gig, and you got to find guys that can do that, and they're pretty rare. I know the Brewers like to have a swinging door, so if you're good and you just pitch too much, which is Gustave's case because he's been pitching a ton in the last week or so. He actually didn't pitch for like 7 days and then pitched like every other day for like 10 days. So I think they're just giving him a break and then bringing up a fresh arm. That's really what the luxury that you're able to do that with a big league team. You know, if you have a roster at 26 now, you can afford to just have one guy that you just keep rotating through the door up and down the entire season.
You know, when we talk about Brandon Woodruff last night in a struggle against Cincinnati, and he's another guy like Leroy mentioned earlier about Freddie Peralta, that his numbers aren't where you want him to be. Now, the Brewers' rotation has been fine because Eric Lauer is pitching lights out. Corbin Burns is Corbin Burns still at this point. Is there anything you're seeing from Woodruff? Because he's had, three outings. Maybe that weren't the best, and then two outings that were pretty good. Different from maybe what you saw from Woodruff at the beginning of last year?
Well, he was nails last night for the first three or four innings. He did give up a home run on a sinker down that didn't sink as much as he wanted. But aside from that, solo home runs that win the ball game, he just keeps getting hit with these big innings. It starts off with a little dink of a base hit, and then there's a walk, and then there's, you know, the big double, and then the home run. I think it comes back to him pitching out of the stretch, because when he's out of the windup, he is dirty. That's where most of his strikeouts come from. That's where most of the broken bats come from. But with guys on base, for whatever reason, his stuff isn't playing as well. That's the one thing I've seen. I'm sure that, you know, that's just me from the outside looking in. If I talk to him, he may give a completely different story. But just from the outside looking in on all the games that I've seen, I just feel like out of the stretch where you make your most important pitches is basically where he's gone wrong. And for me, that's something that you can correct in a bullpen from start to start. And I think that's what we'll see next time he's back out there.
Yeah, they have the Willie Adames bobblehead May 22nd. I'm going to have to get me one of those. How's it working with Craig Kishon? How you say his name, Steve?
Craig Kishon.
Yeah. I think he's one of the better voices out there. We've had him on from time to time. I mean, it just the one thing about it is he's a good setup man for you, and you guys do very good together. How has that been?
Craig's amazing. He teaches me nonstop. He doesn't have to. I don't think that's part of his job description at all, but he helps me all the time, makes me look good. And I honestly think he could be on the national stage.
No
question. I bet he had opportunities years ago, but I think he chose to stay in the area because he loves this area. So he is amazing. And yes, his voice is it's just so soothing. There's times we come back from break and he's like, "Welcome back to Brewer Fire." And I'm just like, there's no other place I'd rather be than right here with Craig.
You know, Tim, when we talk about this division right awesome. Now, coming into the season, it was, you know, Reds, Cubs, Pirates all expected to be towards the bottom. That's pretty much what's happened. And everybody expected to be between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Brewers up two games right now at this point and sitting in first place. Obviously, we've seen the Cardinals a little bit throughout the first month or so of the season. What do you make of them? Do you see them as a legitimate threat to the Brewers the rest of the year, or do you think this is just the Brewers division, everybody else behind them?
I mean, it's like I said before, baseball, anything can happen. There's such a long season there, yep. But the Cardinals were, I mean, they were playing terrific when they faced them at home, and the Brewers were able to split that series. So, I mean, can they maintain that? We've already seen where they trickled off. As red hot as they were, they just ran into a funk and started losing games. So is it something they can keep doing? It's hard to say. But one thing that we do know about the Brewers is that they don't stay down for long. They come back in surges. They start putting together winning streaks, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7 games. That's right there the sign of a good team. When you can pull that out several times over just a month of a season, that's a sign of really good ball clubs.
Tim, another thing real quick that we get calls on a lot is Craig Counsell use of players and use of the lineup. There could be a righty lineup. There could be a lefty lineup. Telez in, Telez out.
Colton Wong.
One guy's in, now he's in second, now he's at 7. When Craig does all these different things, and I'm not against, I'm just talking, the players obviously have to buy in to these adjustments that Craig has made. How does that work in baseball? I know Leroy and I talked about it in football that you know, coach comes up to you and is honest and say, hey, this could change, this is where it could be. How does Craig handle the different lineups with different players as they move up and down the lineup or having days off? How does that work in your world?
Well, he's very transparent about it, and what you're seeing is a National League manager navigating what's basically the American League now with the DH. So when you're facing a lefty or a righty, Craig Counsell's been putting basically lefty-righty, lefty-righty, lefty-righty to throw off the pitchers and whoever you bring after that, because bullpen guys have to face minimum of 3 hitters. So if you bring in a lefty specialist, you're facing at least 1 righty in those 3 batters. So there's a little strategery going on there with Craig Counsell, but I think what you found since McCutchen went on the COVID protocol list, Colton Wong's been back at that leadoff spot, and you know what? He's been doing really well. I would like to think that once Kutch comes back, they're just going to leave Wong in that leadoff role. He does really well. McCutchen did good, but McCutchen needs to be in the 4th hole because we found that Telez is amazing in the 5 hole because he just drives everybody in after everyone's on base, and you got to keep Adames in number 2. And you know what? Christian Yelich is on the verge of having a great year, a very great comeback year with power. He's played in almost every single game, made a diving catch last night. I should say sliding catch. I guess it was more of a slide, but that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the first 5 guys that have almost played in every single game this season. You add the mix of Hunter Renfroe, and then your 7, 8, and 9, guys got three RBIs and four hits last night. So nice. They're getting production all the way around the lineup. You just have to navigate it, and by telling these guys, hey, we need you to stay here in this role until we figure out what's, you know, where it shapes out. But that's where I see it since the first month of the season. That's what the lineup should be.
Now, Rowdy Tellez has been hitting cover off the ball. Where should he be situated at all times?
Yeah, I think the five hole. I think the
just keep
for whatever
there.
Reason. Yeah, just keep him there. Just, he's okay, done well in that first inning or so. If he's up, you don't want to have him, you know, batting in the three hole and come up with two outs, nobody on anytime soon. The five hole almost guarantees him. He won't be leading off every time, but he's probably going to come up with people on base, and that's what you want with your RBI guy, because he's been having such good at bats. I mean, that's scary for pitchers.
There's no righty or lefty with Rowdy, is there? I mean, does it matter?
Yeah, if it's a left-handed pitcher.
Left-handed pitcher, right-handed pitcher, does it matter with him?
Well, I talked to him about the third day he was with the Brewers last year, just to get to know him, and he says he wants to be an everyday player. And last year, he was still platooning. So he said, what I want to do is I want to play every day. I asked a couple of coaches. They said, you got to be able to hit lefty, and you got to be able to play good defense. So he said since then, he's very, you know, he's concentrated on how he can attack lefties and, you know, obviously working on his defense. And what you find is that he hit lefties extremely well last year, and he's still doing it again this year. Maybe not the numbers, but they hadn't faced a whole lot of left-handed pitching. But that's what you need from a guy every single game going to go out there and play. You need him. It doesn't matter the pitcher. You need him to go out there and swing the bat.
He is Tim Dillard. Follow him, of course, on Twitter at Tim Dillard. Brewers Unfiltered, the newest one coming out later today on your Odyssey app or at Brewers.com. Of course, Bally Sports Wisconsin, catch him there pre and post game with Craig Kishon, right? Absolutely. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks
appreciate
lot,
it.
Thank you, Timmy.
Yeah, see y'all next week.
You betcha. Talk to you next week. There he is, Tim Dillard on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, summed up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with a new hot honey chicken sandwich. Featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now. Try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S.
That one,
Wendy's.
Right there on, I think, 13th and Ryan.
Yeah.
Fire. You know, I normally go down to
Howell. You cheated on the Wendy's and Howell.
No, man, whether it's all the cheated, same.
No,
it's the
you
same
cheated,
family,
man. Those people that work there on Howell feel like your family, and you cheated on them.
Cheating would be going to another place and getting some under light that's disgusting.
Really?
I'm getting fresh food,
really? So if you cheated on your girl with her sister, that ain't cheating? Cheating is that's all in the family?
If there's a different name.
That's all in the family?
Wendy's is Wendy's.
That's
it's all the same.
It's one family.
If I go to another Wendy's on another side in Muskego, which
Wendy's.
Is my favorite, it's Wendy's, man. Yeah. That's branding. You talking about
that's
cheating on sisters
analogy,
and all.
Man.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
It's family.
It's
all family, man.
Yeah, but that's my sister. Hey,
right.
Come on, man.
Just saying, man. Now, it's all family.
You're right. Stay with Wendy's. If you go somewhere else, it would be cheating. Now, let me get to my question.
That's not the same family.
Just get to it.
Well, that's you.
Come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on.
If Matt LaFleur... Go to Rodgers. Hey, man, we playing. Just pick a team.
Okay.
Cowboys. Bears. Either one.
Either one.
They 29th against the run, man. I'm handing this ball off to AJ.
We run the ball. We running the ball a minimum of 40 times
Aaron
a day.
Jones getting it 20 times.
Yeah, a
you
minimum
got to buy
40
in.
Times. Yeah.
So he got to be like, Rolly Tellez, if I'm going to be in the five hole, fine. Colton Wong, you won tomorrow. You may not even play. You got to be a team player. Hand that ball off, man. Right?
Where'd that come from, Steve?
So you think he going to agree with it?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
How did we get to that?
I'm just asking you, based on what we Tim Dillard, you got to buy in to your role. Could be weekly. Like we said, Colton Wong's leading off. Next, he's seventh. You got to be okay with it. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be okay handing the ball off 35 times?
Why don't you ask your own question? Why are you asking us your question? Why don't
you
ask... Okay, good.
Of course. Yes. Y'all don't agree with that?
We talked about this.
That's an easy yes.
Yeah.
He's going to hand the ball off.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's totally fine throwing the ball less than 10 times a game. I think he'll completely
and winning.
Buy in.
and winning.
Right. And if you believe that, I've got a lot of.
Well, just
stuff
say
on
no.
Cellular.
You ain't got to give me all that. What'd you say?
No
say no, Garrett.
Man,
I need you
stop.
On the record.
No,
yes
stop.
Or no?
No
stop.
Chance.
Stop, Leroy.
What does that mean?
That
stop.
Means stop means no. He doesn't
okay,
believe
good.
It.
Okay, good. I got him down
yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Stop.
No.
Why you can't just
but
say
I
no?
But I do, you know, but you be wishy-washy.
Just say no.
You be going back and
just
forth,
say
man.
No,
you just
man.
Be wishy-washy.
I do like
man.
That you're
scared
optimistic.
To say you
no? Why
you,
no, he ain't optimistic.
Yeah,
he wishy-washy. No, he be wishy-washy I one minute about 12, then he's another minute.
All right, that's enough.
Blah, blah, blah.
Show's over.
Yeah, show's
see you tomorrow, Wendy's Big
bye.
Show. Have a good one. Toodles.
Bye.
Scared to say no, man.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.